This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breathing today, it's a good day to take a deep breath. Always is a good day to take a deep breath today, especially because your breath means so much to the person that you love. It's Valentine's Day. Kara Schillen, let me be the first person to wish you a happy Valentine. I may be your only Valentine. You may be my only Valentine.
Thank you for that.
That must be our Valentine's. Yes. All right, so 7 after. A lot of things going on in this hour, as is the usual focus. What's going on? I said yesterday facetiously, kind of, this has become the Trump report. Well, at least the first part of the hour, anyway, is digging around in things that are happening in the country, all things Trump related as we get started. But there are a lot of other things that we'll talk about and focus on. Plus, we'll have our newsmaker quiz, the audio, the voice of someone who is important in the news. If you're paying attention, and I'm betting that you are, then you'll know the answer and you can win a small prize at 888-302-3684. Plus, we'll chat about some of the things that you think are important that are happening. The President of the United States has 3 new executive orders signed as part of the swearing-in ceremony for the new U.S. Attorney General. The first one takes aim at drug cartels and human trafficking. The order calls for law enforcement agencies to make dismantling cartels a high priority by using stronger enforcement of existing federal laws. On the surface, good idea. As far as I'm concerned, it's a very good idea. One of the good ideas that ought to get universal support, except maybe from the drug lords. Wouldn't the people who are not even supporters of Trump think this was a good idea? I think the drug population, the drug problem in this country and in Mexico, and frankly, all around the world, has become a legion. It's destroying the planet, along with other things, but this is really destroying the planet. So taking aim at drug cartels is A-OK. In the announcement, I remember Trump saying, quote, I'm directing the Department of Justice and Homeland Security to undertake all necessary and lawful actions to break the back of the criminal cartels that have spread across our nation and are destroying the blood of our youth. I don't think that it's not just the youth. There are people in their 40s and 50s and 60s who are hooked completely on all kinds of drugs. I remember the first year of the war on drugs. So many people remember that. You weren't even alive, Kara, when the first year was declared by President George H.W. Bush, the first Bush in 1989, I believe. Well, yeah, it was 1989. He brought to the surface the war on drugs. And in the first year, we spent $19 billion. Since then, an average of $20 billion per year. All right, so let's do the math. $20 billion, 1980. Now, let's just say, for argument's sake, it was the year 1990 that it started. We're now in the year 2017. So if you do the math properly, that's 27 years. 27 times $20 billion is, let's see, 540. That's over $500 billion spent on the war on drugs. How are we doing? More people are in jail. More people using, more money being made now than ever before. So obviously, whatever we were doing was a waste of money. So what should we do? What can we do? What ought we to do about this? It's probably a question that a lot of people who are not smarter than us, but more focused than us, are working on. But this, it's such, it's heinous, hideous stuff. And anyway, that's one area that I agree with Trump. How about you? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Okay, so the second order creates a task force. First order is let's go after the people who are selling drugs, bringing drugs into our country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The second one, a task force aimed at reducing crime and improving public safety. How can you be against that? And even the non-Trumpers, how can you be against a group aimed at getting the crime rates down? Chicago, for example, is a perfect example. Public is worried about walking on the street in some places, not only in Chicago, but New York, Los Angeles. Good God. Whew. And other cities, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This task force will be chosen by the new attorney general, will develop strategies to reduce crime. What's your suggestion? We ought to talk about that. What's your suggestion to reduce crime? How do we get at the criminals? How do we make it less desirable for people to commit serious crime? New legislation? A lot of laws in the books. Why do we need new legislation? I don't buy that. We don't need new legislation. We need to enforce the laws that are already on the books, right? Yes? Yeah. Okay, so that's one, two. There are three of these things. All right, the last one calls on the Department of Justice to examine current federal laws that apply to crimes against law enforcement officials. This will be popular, more popular among the people who elected Trump than those who didn't elect him. So this is probably the most controversial and the least popular of all, because a lot of people just think the law enforcement officials, there are crimes against law enforcement officials every day, no question about it. And there's some really good police work being done, and sheriff's deputies are on the job. But there are a lot of police officers who are not. Not the majority by any stretch of the imagination, but as part of anything that would examine current laws that apply to crimes against law enforcement officers, we need to be making sure the law enforcement officers are following the law themselves. And that's a question that the mainstream public doesn't buy, doesn't think that law enforcement is following the rules often. And the argument here is, for me anyway, as I examine what the news media does every day to cover things that are being done by the police, is there a bias? Yep. Is it anti-police? Yep. But do the police deserve it sometimes? Yes, they do. Some police, not all, and it's too much of a generalization to say that all police are corrupt, all police are bad, all police are stupid, all police are flatfoots, all police are this, 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 and this, because they aren't, any more than all of you listening are this, 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 and this. It doesn't make any difference what your category you're looking at. There are some good ministers and bad ministers. Good politicians, bad ones. Good radio broadcasters, bad ones. They're just people good on the assembly line making computers. Some aren't. Got to follow the rules. This mandate also opens the door for legislation that would define new crimes against law enforcement. Don't want any more new looks. I don't want any more new books, laws, because we got plenty of them on the books. So a no to that. I'm iffy on this one, but I think there needs to be something done to stop. We have hate, you know, these crimes against certain religions or races, hate crimes. So, hate crimes against police. I think there's that. Look at the guy who walked up to the policeman and didn't even know who he was, shot him in the face, dead. That kind of stuff can't be tolerated. Okay, so those are the three executive orders. What do you think? They came after the president held what the administration called a listening session with the county sheriffs from around the nation. I think that was last Friday? Seems to me it was. So that's Trump story. The other side of it, this is not the good news necessarily. After looking at the three first weeks of Trump, there were these guys in Las Vegas, you can bet on anything there. So the odds makers, when Trump went into office, had a certain, they were looking at, I think it was 3-1. When he was, that was back in November, though. The odds of him not making his full four-year term were 3-1. And now the odds have been shortened to 11-10. And so that means the odds of the president, according to them, resigning are 15-8. Chances of him being impeached this year, 4-1. Last week alone, legal experts who don't like Trump said he's already acted in violation of the Constitution and ought to be impeached. Right. That'll be very productive if that happens. But I think it's rocky. It's going to be tough to keep this energy up, isn't it, for 4 years? I would think it would be tough. Anyway, woof. Very tough. All right, so that's the food for thought from the Trumpster and from Trump Corner, Trumpville, if you will. In a moment, we have the voice of an important figure that is connected to our country in many different ways. So you'll hear that voice, you'll be able to figure out who it is, and you'll get to us at 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. Give yourself a pat on the back for being here and paying attention as much as anything else. 17 past the hour on Good Day. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding. Absurdly delicious.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Coronary artery disease occurs when the major blood vessels that supply the heart become damaged or clogged, which can lead to a heart attack. Fortunately, there are things you can do to help prevent this disease, including lowering blood pressure and quitting smoking.
The issue is that there are many other risk factors besides these two. There are many other things, such as our lifestyle, our diet. Diabetes itself causes vascular disease, which affects the heart, causes strokes, affects the legs, etc.
Dr. Chet Rial says high cholesterol is also a risk factor, but a few simple lifestyle changes can make a big difference.
I've seen patients lose 40, 50, 60 pounds and then watch their cholesterol come down, their blood pressure come down, their high blood sugar melt away. So if we can maintain ideal body weight and have at least a moderately active lifestyle, that'll help with all the other traditional risk factors that I've just mentioned.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
All right, let's get ready for our 2020 news course. I do voices in the news, sometimes voices that we all should know, but they're all voices. It's radio. Got to bring you some voices. Here's today's news voice.
Canadians have spoken. You want a government with a vision and an agenda for this country that is positive and ambitious and hopeful. Well, my friends, I promise you tonight that I will lead that government.
All right, who is that? 888-302-3684. Maybe fairly, you probably confuse that voice with maybe a couple of different people, but see if you can figure it out. 888-302 Doug for the prize at 21 after the hour. This is the news quiz on Good Day.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Some walk by night, some fly by day. Nothing could change you, set and sure of the way. There is the sun.
And I didn't realize how jazzy Al Jarreau sounded, actually. I always thought he was more pop, even though he had a smoothness to him that sometimes is either confused or connected to jazz. Al Jarreau passed away over the weekend, the age of 76, seven-time Grammy Award-winning singer. Did they have a tribute for him at the Grammys, or was it all about...
They just mentioned him. Someone came out and mentioned him. I forget who.
Too soon. What do you have to do?
Well, he passed away before I think they probably had a chance to do anything. You know, he passed away at the same time as the Grammys, basically.
Yeah, I think it was Sunday morning, in fact.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to some of the more famous, if you will, more popular, the Al Jarreau songs. The first thing we had was the theme from Moonlight, right? Wasn't that?
Yes.
Remember that. This is a song called After All. Let's hear a little more from Al Jarreau passing away. It's not dying while he's doing this song.
It's an important distinction.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, make sure you stay alive there, Al.
According to a statement from his manager, he was surrounded by his family and friends the time he passed. His family asked that, in lieu of flowers or gifts, donations be made to the Wisconsin Foundation for School Music, which is an organization that
helps
city. Yeah, supports music opportunities and teachers and scholarships all over Wisconsin.
He must be from Milwaukee, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, I'd say that was a good guess. Last week, there were a lot of updates on his Twitter account announcing that he had entered a hospital for exhaustion, was forced to retire from touring, and he was pretty sad about it. And then there was an update on Thursday showing that he seemed to be getting better. And the tweet said, quote, "I know you'll all be happy to know Al Jarreau is recovering slowly and steadily." But then somehow over the weekend, everything took a bad turn. As a result of that, if you look around some of the social media, lots of performers mourning the loss of him. "Rest in power," and Al Jarreau wrote Chaka Khan. "You were everything jazz and beyond, with an unrivaled improvisational genius. This is my favorite song of his. Let's crank this up.
Yeah, I like this one too.
Yeah. Yep. 76, man. Nothing good about that number.
Nope.
Oof. Good Lord. Yeah, he was very, I thought he was very distinctive, one of those guys. Like the fellow that was in a wheelchair whose name just went out of my mind, who died about 10 years ago, that was also cut out of the same.
Why do you do this game to us?
I know.
You know, the guy in the wheelchair who died 10 years ago.
No, come on.
Oh,
Luther.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
No, no, Luther
Vandross.
Luther Vandross.
He was in a wheelchair?
Oh, yeah. He was in.
And I only got that because you told me his name, so that was good.
Yeah.
I think I need to Google Luther Vandross wheelchair because I don't remember him ever being in a wheelchair.
Well, help yourself.
I just say yes, Ducky.
I know.
It's not so much better.
Right. Yeah. No, I want her to check it out. I wanted my facts to be as correct as possible.
I mean, I know he had heart trouble from losing all that weight, and then he had a heart attack, I believe.
No, I think he was in a wheelchair. But I stand to be corrected. Speaking of death, Clive Davis celebrating, is that the right word now? Acknowledging the 5th anniversary. Can you believe Whitney Houston died 5 years ago?
Crazy.
This past weekend? Wow.
I don't know if I'm still over it, by the way.
Yeah, I saw her in a... in an old Saturday Night Live show that was on Saturday night.
I saw that too.
Alec Baldwin. I thought.
1991.
Yeah.
I feel like it was still such a waste. I think about it and you go, ugh.
Awful.
Gosh, so
28
much
past the hour.
Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Half the hour now.
How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day. This is our opinion hour, and we're dragging Kara Schillen along, who's in charge of audio in our studio in Washington, and dragging you along as well. Dragging sounds kind of negative. How about we are bringing you along because you want to go along? You get along to go along. So, our voice of the day, mystery news voice of the day, is someone who's involved in discussions. There are a lot of reasons to admire this fellow, family, what he does, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I've got Kara's got three different cuts of his voice. Play him again. This is a 2020 News Quiz question. I gave you the first cut of his voice about 15 minutes ago at 20 past the hour. Hopefully after you hear these three, you'll call us at 888-302-DOUG for a swell prize, and we'll get to you before or around 20 before the hour. That's the 2020, okay? Here's the next clip of this gentleman's voice.
Have faith in yourselves and in your country. Know that we can make anything happen if we set our minds to it and work hard.
888-302-3684. Somewhat of a hint, this gentleman visited the White House yesterday to have a chat with the president. Who is this person? One more clip or a couple more clips. There's his voice.
As our leading trading partner and closest ally, the relationship between our two countries has always been vital. As an exporting nation, Canada is always eager to work closely to reduce trade barriers between our countries.
All right. You got one more, Kara, or we've got all of them?
I can replay that first one if you want me to.
No, go ahead.
Canadians have spoken. You want a government with a vision and an agenda for this country that is positive and ambitious and hopeful. Well, my friends, I promise you tonight that I will lead that government.
All right. So who is this person? 888-302-3684. Get your calls in a matter of a few moments. Meanwhile, there are other things that are brewing, things that are worth our attention. The government of the United States, you'll hear me very frequently talk about how Trump is good for our government because he's aimed at fixing the problem with too many regulations. So I'll give you an example of regulations that come from the business I'm closest to, i.e. the radio business. I've been a radio guy for a long time. I've owned radio stations. I've been on the air since I was 17. I kind of know my way around. And as a sort of expat, no, that's not right. I'm a part-time pat in California. My main residence is my farm in Massachusetts, but I spend a good deal of the winters and other times here because my children live in Los Angeles. And California is notorious for all the regulations, layers upon layers upon layers of regulations that make it difficult to do business. And because I know radio, I saw that I thought you might find this interesting. There's a station up in San Francisco that is run by a network of stations. They filed a request in December for special temporary authority to operate at reduced power because they have a problem with their transmitter. So the FCC has delayed the building of the new facility for the following reasons. Because the city wanted to discuss the structural integrity of the tower on top of the building. They want to study the entire building, requiring a team to prove portions of the exterior of the building safe and sound and interior. So they have an exterior inspection team and an interior inspection team. They also hired a full-time consultant to coordinate with the city, that is the radio station did. But they also have, this is a, in this building, are a group of condos that have been rebuilt. So the Condo Owners Association also hired a lawyer and an inspector. So now the city planning department, the public works department, there are 12 city departments working with all of these different groups to try to figure out whether the whether it's appropriate, whether it's okay to build this tower, or not to build it, but to fix it because it's broken on top of this building. They all have to have approvals. Imagine, I couldn't stand them in San Francisco. But that's the kind of stuff that people elected Trump for. That very kind of thing. It's ridiculous and asinine. Nuts. And yet it goes on everywhere. I have that problem with my farm all the time and doing things so that you get to a point where you just do stuff and if somebody catches you, you say, oh, I didn't know. But when you're as visible as that station is and the building is in downtown San Francisco, how do you take that approach? Not easy. All right. Let's get to our 2020 audio quiz because it is 20 minutes for the hour. And we'll start by talking to Trey, who's in Tennessee. Hi, Trey. Welcome to the Good Day program. How are you doing?
Doing well, working.
That's good. What are you working at?
I'm a carrier for the local paper.
Oh. Have I talked to you before?
Yeah.
I haven't. I thought I was familiar. I was in familiar territory. Okay. Who do you think the voice is that we just played?
I think it's the Japanese PM, the Shinzon guy.
Yeah, that was yesterday. You may be listening to yesterday's program because at this time we were focused on the Japanese Prime Minister. That was yesterday, not today. All right, let's move over to Dwight, who's in Ellisville, Mississippi. Hi, Dwight.
Good morning, Doug. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Have I ever spoken to you before?
Yes, sir, you have. I answered one of the questions, and you sent me one of the books that you had for a prize time.
Did you read it and get something out of it?
Yes, sir. It was kind of confusing at first, but I fully understood it.
All right. You got to read it sometimes. Yeah. Right. It's a great book, actually. All right.
Yes,
so,
sir.
In the interest of getting to the bottom line here, what voice did we just play for you a couple of different times who's visiting our country?
Yes, sir. That was Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau.
What do you think of him?
Not much right now. He just doesn't seem to be a strong leader, and he's just kind of like flying under the radar right now. That might be a good thing. We're just sitting back and seeing how he's doing because he, like you said, he's our strongest ally right now, and we have to be in good relations with our connected allies, you might say.
Yes, we do. You're right about that. All right. Hold on just a second. Carrie's going to talk to you. Thank you for participating. I want to get, let me see. Hold on just a second, Carrie. I think I figured this out. Yeah, there it is. All right. Let's get to some more on the visit to the White House. Trump and Trudeau, as the president says, America is deeply fortunate to have a neighbor like Canada. Let's listen to the rest of it.
While the two world leaders smiled and shook hands, reporters later confronted them about the issues on which they diverged, especially refugee policy.
Prime Minister Trudeau, you've made very clear that Canada has an open-door policy for Syrian refugees. Do you believe that President Trump's moratorium on immigration has merit on national security grounds?
There have been times where we have differed in our approaches, and that's always been done firmly and respectfully. The last thing Canadians expect is for me to come down and lecture another country on how they choose to govern themselves.
We have to let people that can love our country in, and I want to do that, but we cannot let the wrong people in, and I will not allow that to happen during this administration.
Trudeau and Trump did announce a new joint initiative to help improve opportunities for women in business. And it appears Trump isn't looking to make major changes to NAFTA, at least when it comes to Canada.
We'll be tweaking it. It's a much less severe situation than what's taken place on the southern border.
All right, so there's so much trying to, the news media is trying so hard to drill into what Trump is all about, what they think he's about, and then try to underscore their political differences, but then the two of them got together to set aside their political differences, which is, I think, what's going on with all of these initiatives that Trump has come up with. Matter of fact, it's interesting. They announced a new joint initiative to help improve opportunities for women in business, which is kind of cool. It's called the Canadian United States Council for Advancement of Women Entrepreneurs and Business Leaders. We must work, Trump said, to address the barriers faced by women and women entrepreneurs, including access to capital, access to markets, and very importantly, access to networks. I think that's very interesting and a good step. Interesting
to
talk about that.
Don't have any complaints about that.
No, see, that's, he's getting around to things that we can all agree on, which is good. 44 past the hour, something we can't agree on is the Dakota Access Pipeline. We'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Loveland Products offers a complete line of plant performance products available exclusively through Crop Production Services. With us today to talk about one of those products, Radiate, and the nutrient use efficiency is Tim Sickman, manager of the Loveland Research Farm.
Nutrient efficiency is so extremely important to growers today because it's essential that they get maximum value from each pound of nutrient applied, that they maximize plant uptake of the nutrients they apply to encourage optimal growth, optimal yield, and optimal bottom line performance from their crops. Well, building a strong fertility program means that growers need to target their fertility application rates to match up with the yield goals that they have in each and every one of their fields, because only by doing so can they ensure that the adequate nutrients are there to meet the demands of the crop season long. When we're talking about a fertility management program for any crop, it's important to think of the plant as a whole and And that starts by building a strong, robust root system under that young plant so that it can do an efficient job of absorbing nutrients and water during the course of the growing season. Radiate simply builds a more vigorous plant that is better able to withstand the stress factors that can occur during the growing season, be it hot, dry weather, be it recovery maybe from a minor or moderate hail event. It simply has the equipment needed to be able to fight through those kinds of stresses. Keep the plant more photosynthetically active. That's going to lead to better growth and development even in the face of significant stress.
What are the two active ingredients in Radiate, and how do they help the plant?
Radiate is a plant growth regulator that contains two naturally occurring active ingredients. One of those is IBA. The other is a material called kinetin. IBA, when applied to the foliage of a young green plant, will travel down below ground to the root system, where it helps to increase root development. It causes root cells to divide and to enlarge at a faster pace. And at the end of the day, that means a more highly differentiated root system with more lateral roots and root hairs. A bigger root system simply explores a greater portion of the soil matrix, if you will. It probes deeper into the soil, goes farther and wider. By virtue of that, it's able to tap into more of the total nutrition that's available in the soil underneath the plant, and not only more nutrients, but more water as well. That is ultimately going to lead to a healthier plant, a stronger plant, a more vigorous plant above ground, and also lead to a plant that's going to be more effective at setting a larger ear, developing more grain, heavier grains. That ultimately leads to better yield performance. Growers can learn more about Radiate or other Loveland products by visiting their local crop production services retailer or visiting us online at lovelandproducts.com.
Thanks, Tim. Check back next time to learn more about plant performance tools from Loveland Products.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding. Absurdly delicious.
All right. The time is 44. No, it isn't. It's 46 after the hour. The folks in Decatur, I say hello to. Decatur, Illinois, Cheyenne, Wyoming, in Hilo, Hawaii, Colorado Springs, how do you do? Lake Charles, Louisiana, Myrtle Beach, heidi, 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 ho. All right, let's get to this situation up in the Dakotas where a federal judge has denied a request by the tribes there for a temporary restraining order. Here's the explanation.
A federal judge had struck down a request by two Native American tribes to stop construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Cheyenne River Sioux and Standing Rock tribes recently added a religious freedom component to their legal argument against the oil pipeline that would go underneath the tribe's water supply. The tribes argued the oil pipeline will taint the religious purity of their water supply, placing a burden on their ability to exercise their religion. A U.S. district judge in Washington, D.C. rejected the tribe's request for an immediate temporary restraining order on the project. But he said he'll reconsider the pipeline before a hearing February 26th, and he promised to rule on the issue before the pipeline is ever used for oil.
Ruling on it before it's being built seems to be... Why would you... I mean, what's the logic in ruling on it before it's used for oil? The idea is to keep it from going under the river, even though there are those who say, well, there's plenty of these around. I think it's just the principle of the thing, much as anything else. That's what I felt when I first saw what was going on up there and decided to talk about it in a way that supported the Cheyenne Sioux tribal members. 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You do. This is the right place, the right time. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guides, is here to examine technology, good, bad, or not either. I guess that would come under the heading good, bad, or indifferent. Is there too much technology in travel, especially as how it might apply to hotels and that sort of thing? We'll find out. She's done some research, so we will discuss same in a matter of moments here.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Our feet take a lot of wear and tear, which is why problems like athlete's foot, bunions, and nail infections are so common. Family physician, Dr. Elizabeth Cozine.
The evidence is not great for oral or topical treatments of fungal infections of the nail. The first thing that I typically recommend is doing nothing.
Bunions, which are a deformity of the bone in the foot, are especially common in women.
Bunions don't have to be treated if you're not having a problem with them. Usually I say get accommodating footwear, so something wide. I wouldn't recommend pointy-toed stiletto high heels to most people.
Dr. Cozine says many of these problems can be avoided with proper foot care.
It's a little bit different if we're talking about somebody with a chronic illness like diabetes, but for the average person, paying attention to what's going on with your nails and your feet, wearing comfortable shoes, and keeping your weight in check.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does,
You could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
All right, 56 past the hour now. Happy to have, as a usual spot for Pauline Frommer, who's set aside every week so we can talk about some of the things in travel. So the story of this hotel that was taken hostage in Australia by a hacker makes us all wonder whether everything is in jeopardy under the circumstances. I don't understand why someone, Pauline, would want to hack into the hotel so we could reprogram the locks and the doors other than get a few yucks out of it. What do you...
He got money from it. He got money. This happened a week and a half ago. This guy basically from another place hacked into the hotel's key lock system. Nobody could get into their rooms. They couldn't give out new keys, and he demanded a ransom, and he got it. You remember about a year ago, a lot of the big chains were being hacked into, and a lot of people's personal information was going, was leaked. So, you know, we're now in the time of the Internet of Things, where we're letting the Internet control a lot of things. Now, the good thing with this hacker story is nobody was locked inside their rooms. There are international fire safety standards that mean that you can get out of your room even if all the power goes out, because they do not want you locked in your room. But people were locked out. It was a big inconvenience. And soon after this happened, Marriott announced that they are upgrading their apps so that soon you won't even have to check in at the desk. You'll just, if you've got a reservation, you're just going to breeze by the check-in line, wave your phone in front of your door, and boom, you're going to be in. You're going to wave your phone in front of the bartender, and boom, there's a martini. It's good and bad. It's going to be more convenient, but with this app, will ne'er-do-wells be better able to access your stuff? Have we yet proved that hotel companies have the technical know-how to protect their guests? I think that's still an open question.
Well, what do you think? You're a big, obviously you're the travel expert, so what's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me we just saw this hotel being hacked into. We just saw a lot of personal information being stolen from the hotels about their guests. I'm not sure I trust them yet. Yeah. I think they need to catch up.
I'm looking at the Frommer's website. A lot of deals here. Rooms in Laughlin, Nevada, $47 a night. 7-day Hawaii cruise from $1,349. Looks like a lot of stuff you ought to check out. This is the most trusted place for travel information for a long 1957. Pauline's father started his.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.